Hello, listeners. My name is Ben Shapiro. I am on a mission to save the Earth from climate change. Rest assured, I very well know that it's all a lie, a dirty socialist hoax. I mean, hell may have actually frozen over, but I digress. You see, I'm desperate. I've never had any friends, co-workers, sure, fellow ethno-nationalists, of course, but friends.
Maybe I can be your best friend.
The way I see it, stopping global warming is the last chance I have to make a true friend. It may be with Satan himself, but I'm Ben Shapiro. I don't have many other options. I have to win back the throne of hell from my master from the evil, Jeff Bezos. I have to save the world for friendship. Hello. Oh my God.
I'm back in the Capitol building. Oh yeah, Satan is in the motherfucking house. Let me in, Capitol Police.
Oh fuck, he's back.
Missed me, bitches. Where's Mitch? I'm gonna beat that turtle's ass.
Master.
Ben, what the fuck are you doing here?
It's not safe. We have to leave.
What?
Master, wake up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I feel like shit. Ow! Fuck!
Don't get up too fast, Master. You'll hurt yourself.
Why are all these bandages over my chest?
You got shot.
I know I got shot, dipshit! I'm asking why I didn't just resurrect in purgatory.
Well, I saved your life.
You didn't save my life, moron. I'm immortal.
About that, I received a call from my assistant in hell, Andrew Cuomo. He told me that since you are no longer the Prince of Hell, you are now a mortal being. I had to save your life.
What? Fuck you, Ben. You're a lying bitch.
It is the truth.
Bullshit.
The whole truth.
Bull.
Nothing but the truth.
Shit. I'm motherfucking invincible.
But, Master.
You know what? How the fuck would Cuomo know that anyway?
You would only listen.
You know what? No. Screw this. I'm getting out of here. Ugh. Fuck!
I tried to warn you.
You're a dirty little chode, Ben Shapiro. Ugh.
Maybe you are the dirty chode.
What did you just say?
Yes. You are the dirty chode. You are always mean to me. You are always bossing me around.
You're pushing your luck.
I saved you. Everything I do is for you. And all you do is insult me.
Yeah, you're Ben Shapiro. You don't deserve respect. What are you gonna do anyway? Leave me here to bleed to death?
Maybe.
Whatever. One of my other minions will come for me.
You sure about that?
They're coming. Just watch. Joseph Goebbels or Joe Rogan or something will walk through that door any minute. Any minute now. So, what? I'm human now?
That is correct, Master.
Tell me something, Ben. When I got voted off the throne of hell, did anyone else come to my defense?
No, sir.
I thought so. You know, I've never been any good at making friends.
I know, Master. Me neither.
I don't even really want the throne back. The job fucking sucks. I don't know what I'd do without it. I guess I don't have anything else.
And all I have is spreading white nationalist ideals to repress teenage boys who hate their mothers.
Yeah. Look, Ben. I know I'm a giant dick to you. It's like, totally not cool how I always call you a little fucking weasel. Or smug puddle of rotten jizz. Don't get me wrong, it's all true, but it's not nice. I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry, Ben.
Well, apology accepted, Master.
Hey, just call me Satan.
Oh my God. What a bunch of pussies.
Beelzebub.
What do you want, Jeff? The throne of hell get too cold?
Maybe. Maybe I just came to gloat. But judging by the company you keep, it doesn't seem like you have the ability to feel shame.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, Ben's right. That wasn't very nice.
Are you joking? You say meaner things to him every day.
Well, I'm his best friend now. So that makes it okay for me to abuse him. You're just a dick.
Best friend. Oh my God.
I'm kind of really pissed off now. And that's, like, really rude of you, Jeff Beelzebub. Ben, you have a stupid encyclopedia brain. Is Beelzebub immortal?
Negative. Immortality does not kick in for the next Prince of Hell until they commit 10,000 global atrocities. Beelzebub has only committed 9,999.
What?
Okay, good. I'm gonna squash his bald head like a watermelon.
What? No!
Goodbye, Jeff!
No!
That was easy.
Congratulations, Master. I mean, Satan. You can now have your throne back.
Nah, you can have it.
Excuse me.
I don't want it. Work sucks.
Oh my goodness. This is the greatest honor I could ever receive. You're truly the mightiest of beings.
No, not really. I'm just really fucking lazy.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, I guess I'm human now. And I guess since Mikasa Tsukasa, I gotta help save this world before it turns to hell on Earth. Oh, hey, what was that original plan we had before we decided to go to Congress?
If I recall correctly, it was to kill and possess the souls of all billionaires and fossil fuel CEOs, along with their families. Why do you ask?
Well, you know what they say. Desperate times call for desperate measures. You with me, Ben?
It goes against all of my principles and morals, but you're my best friend. And I would do anything for my best friend.
All right. Let's start a class revolution, Ben Shapiro. Hey, Elon, how's this for a rocket?
Hey, Zuckerberg, there's only space for one evil robot man here.
We are the 99%. Burn, baby, burn.
He's melting, Satan. Look at him burn.
Ben Shapiro is my best friend.
This finale of A Cold Day in Hell is brought to you by Josh Alona, Brendan O'Brien, and George Robertson. Thanks for all the support. Back to you, Frequency 101.